11 benevolent elephants. 11 benevolent Evelyn. Nope. What do we want to talk about? Oh my god. Okay. Hello and welcome back to a year unhinged. My body is failing me right now, but that's okay. Maddie is driving. I'm fighting off I don't like the term sleep attack because firstly, it sounds very violent when mine are usually not. And then also, I had another point. It makes people think that you're gonna just fall asleep at any moment. No, not necessarily. If I were to give up and give in and let the narcolepsy win, then sure, I would definitely fall asleep. That's not the right way to view this. It's really not. I gotta stop viewing it as me versus the narcolepsy because that is not
helpful.
Huh?
Not helpful for you?
Yes, correct. It is not. It's not a good mindset. And also, I'm gonna lose every time. So there is also that.
I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to try to, like look up some tongue twisters and try to read them while you are currently in this fighting off your sleep attack state of mind?
That is a good idea. Because I started this with no real, no real plan. No real plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Are we comfortable with me eating my lunch while you do that?
Yeah, that's fine. This is one of those episodes where it's unhinged, man. It's
okay.
Hinged. So let me...
We warned you guys from the beginning.
Huh?
It would be worse as time went on.
Yeah.
We will get more and more unhinged.
Yeah.
We are past a month now, so...
Well past a month.
The crazy is gonna start to really, really get in there.
Let's see. That one... Oh, these are short tongue twisters. Sure. Well, okay. I already know one. Because of my years in theater. You see, I know...
Yes.
How I know them, and one of them is rubber baby buggy bumpers, but that one is relatively easy for me for some reason. Maybe it's because I've said it so much as a child. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers. So that one is fine, clearly.
How about Peter Piper?
What? I guess I could turn up my headset instead of constantly asking you to say what you just said again. That would probably help. But no, I think this one, this sleep moment or narcoleptic moment, whatever you call it, is relatively mild. It feels pretty mild so far, so that's cool. Oh, 11 benevolent elephants. 11 benevolent elephants. 11 benevolent... 11 benevolent... Evelyn. Nope. 11 benevolent... elephants. 11 benevolent elephants. There, I said it once, and that's all I need to say. Oh, God. Truly rural. That reminds me of...
Oh, God.
If you've ever seen 30 Rock, the show with nope, that's incorrect. It's Tina Fey. It's, there's a movie in there called The Rural Juror, and they didn't know the name of it for the longest time because the lead actress would be like, yes, I'm going to for The Rural Juror, and they're like, the what? The Rural Juror? But truly rural, truly rural, truly rural, truly rural. Okay, so that one's apparently fine too. Which witch is which?
I mean, you do sound drunk, but you're getting it out.
Which witch is which? Which witch is which? That one doesn't... These are not good. These are easy.
They're not tongue twisters.
These are not... Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. This one's longer. A happy hippo hopped and hiccuped. A happy hippo hopped and hiccuped. That one's not bad. Six sleek swans swam swiftly southwards. Six sleek swans swam swiftly south. Oh, I don't like that. I'm going to stop it because that's going to be harsh on the ears for anyone listening. 12 twins twirled 12 twigs. 12 twins twirled 12 12. 12 twins.
Wait, what are they twirling?
12 twins twirled 12 twigs. 12 twins twirled 12 twigs.
I heard
twinks. Twinks. 12 twinks twirled 12 twigs. 12 twink twigs. Twings. 12 twig. 12. Hold on, I'm trying to modify it and I'm struggling. 12 twink twins twirled 12 twigs. There we go. That's the true one. 12 twins
twirled. One more time, fast.
12 twins twirled 12 twigs. 12 twins twirled 12 twig. 12 twin 12. 12 twins twirled 12 twigs. If I'm looking at it, I can. I'm okay. I just have to like hone in and get at it. Let's see. Yeah, these are all for children. I don't want children tongue twisters. Well, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. And if she sells seashells on the seashore, then I'm sure she'll sell seashells. I'm sure she sells seashore shells. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of butter, but a bit of better butter will make my bitter better, better batter bitter, better. Bitter, but a bit of
butter.
But a bit of better butter will make my bitter better. But a bit of But a bit of better butter will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter. Put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So 'twas better. Betty Botter bought some better butter. Oh, I hate Betty Botter. God. Get your butter sorted, wench. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you. All right, there. Oh my god. I've heard the how much wood would a woodchuck chuck. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, he would as much as he could as chuck is, and chuck. Okay. Well, the first part's easy because I have it memorized. Much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Yeah, that one's easy. Trying to figure out...
I didn't know there was more to that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm trying to figure out, like, where my, my weaknesses, like, what word types are my absolute weaknesses. So, clearly, ba-ba-ba-ba is not not a good one, but... Oh, gross. Birdie in the sky laid a turdy in my eye. If cows could fly, I'd have a cow pie in my eye. That's just gross. Why would we want that? Nobody wants that. Stop it. Get some help. How much ground would a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground? A groundhog would hog all the ground he could hog if a groundhog could hog ground. Don't you? Yellow butter, purple jelly, red jam, black bread. Spread it thick, say it quick. Yellow butter, purple jelly, red jam, black bread. Spread it thicker, say it quicker. Yellow butter, purple jelly, red jam, black bread. Don't eat with your mouth full. Those are all different things, though. I guess that's probably more of what am I trying to say? That one is probably a warm up for theater or something. Not necessarily
probably.
Oh God. I slit the sheet, and on the slitted sheet I sit. There. I slit the sheet, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I think I practiced that one so often in high school because I was terrified of messing it up and then daring to swear.
I never got that one.
I would swear it. Alrighty. Yeah, we'll just do like two more because this is super entertaining for anyone listening, and I don't want you to get too entertained and die of serotonin poisoning. The 33 thieves thought they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday. The 33 thieves thought they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday. Aha.
I still can't tell what it's saying. What? Throne?
Yes.
What?
They thrilled the throne? Maybe like the person on the throne? Maybe they. Oh, but then no. Like, why would the king want
these? I've never seen a throne emote.
Yeah,
you know?
Me either. That's kind of, that's where I was. I don't know. All right, let me see if I can find a good one. That's not. Oh my god. All right, can I? Well, that I've heard. Okay, so this was one they had us do in theater a lot, and it's great for like warming up everything, but it's actually kind of a dark story for a bunch of middle schoolers to be talking. Yeah. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. Wait, that's different than how I learned it. Oh well, to sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. A dull, dark dock, a lifelong lock, a short, sharp shock from a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a pestilential prison and awaiting the sensation from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. You're waiting to die, aren't we all?
Yeah, no wonder theaters are often haunted.
But anyway, that was an episode. You're welcome, or not. I don't know. Depends on how you feel about tongue twisters and sleep deprivation, so. Thank you all so much.
Come back tomorrow to see if I'm still in the car.
Yes, that's...
I might die here.
Ultimately, that's what I want to find out, because you're there, and then the next day you're not,
yep.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't listen
maybe,
to me.
Maybe I'm in the car 3 days in a row.
There you go.
I feel like I've been in this car for 3 days. Ready to get out.
Oh yeah, you've definitely been in the car for 3 days. We have been... See, we don't record these in chunks. These are individually recorded on individual
right.
days. So that's why
right.
that... Yeah, I'm lying. Okay. Thanks, and have a good day. Come back tomorrow, because we will be here hopefully more coherent. And bye.